As you know, to qualify to play, earlier in the hour, we asked this question. Name the college basketball team from Washington State, ranked number one in the West. Yesterday, this team beat the Southern University Jaguars to proceed to the next level of the NCAA playoffs. And those of you in the know realize the correct answer was the Gonzaga Bulldogs. David Hyde, who got this question correct and qualified to play the Conversation News Quiz?
Ross, this week's contestant is Martin, and he joins us from Edmonds.
Martin, thank you so much for being with us. I understand you're a social media geek, and you also play the fiddle and the mandolin. Is that true?
That is correct.
Are you a close listener to the Conversation each week?
Some weeks more closely than other weeks, Ross. We'll see. See how well I do here. This may not have been a close week for me, but we'll give it a shot.
Indeed, we will. We'll find out how closely you've been listening this week. Now, remember the rules. If you answer two of these three questions correctly, Martin, you'll become the conversationalist of the week. You will send King Brian Parks to the showers. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, question number one. 10 years ago this week, the United States invaded Iraq. What was the name of the military invasion? What was the name used for the military name used for the invasion of Iraq 10 years ago?
Desert Storm, Operation Desert Storm.
I am sorry. It was Iraqi Freedom. The name of that operation was Iraqi Freedom.
Iraqi Freedom, okay.
Here's your question number two. It was snowing in the University District earlier today, but it is officially spring. In fact, earlier this week on The Conversation, we talked to organization expert Rebecca Ross about spring cleaning. But my question for you is, what day this week was the official first day of spring? What day this week was the official first day of spring?
Wednesday.
Correct. Question number three. Last Thursday, the United Nations issued a press release stating that Washington State and Colorado's legalization of what substance could put both states in violation of international law? What substance did the UN issue a press release about?
I would take a wild guess and say marijuana.
Correct. Marijuana. David Hyde, how did Martin do in the Conversation News Quiz?
2 out of 3 right, Ross.
That's good enough, Martin. You are the conversationalist of the week. Congratulations. Martin's going to be in that position of glory on the KUOW Facebook page this week, wearing the conversation crown as conversationalist of the week. David Hyde produces our show with Arwin Nix. Production help from Hannah Byrne and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.
Tune in next week for the Conversation News Quiz, right here on KUOW-FM Seattle, KUOW Tumwater, KQOW Bellingham, and Digital HD Services.